Welcome to our Favorite Things podcast, hosted by your fave Nigerian best friend duo, Tiesa.
And your girl, Mo Fee. Our show is a space for Black folks in the diaspora and at home to feel warm, seen, and informed through conversations about life, community, and a bit of social critique.
Come for our faves, stay for the laughs. Hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast and welcome to 2022. A little late in the game, but you know, we can still say Happy New Year for like a month, you know?
Definitely.
I'm gonna be saying it till like April when I send out my first newsletter of the year for Same Footprints.
Like Happy New Year, for real.
Happy New Year. How are you all doing? I hope you entered into the new year as peacefully as possible. Or, you know, I don't know, maybe you had like a couple glasses of champagne, but whatever it was. I hope you enjoyed getting to the new year. And thank you for hanging with us today. We hope you enjoy the episode. Mofi, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Like, Happy New Year, guys. You know, I mean, I'm always excited to like wish people happy things. Like,
yes.
Happy Monday, happy new month, happy Friday, like happy. So
yeah, that's the Nigerian in you.
The Nigerian in me is strong. I'm doing all right. It's a bit of a weird I think week, but I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here, I should say, still in Lagos. So, you know, as happy and as chaotic as I can be right now is kind of how I'm feeling.
Can you talk about being in Lagos without talking about chaos? It's literally impossible.
No, that's just the consistent part of this podcast now. But nothing new over here. How are you doing? What's up with you?
I'm good. I was sick, you guys. I had COVID and it was not fun. It was just not fun. I don't know how many of you listening have had COVID, and I hope that if you haven't, that you never get it. But even being vaccinated, like, it was really rough. I was telling Mofi, I literally was out for a week. I could not speak for like 4 days. Like, when I finally got my voice back enough to speak, I was like, oh, that's what I sound like. Yeah, right. So it was really rough. So y'all stay safe out there, okay? Please. It's kind of hard to dodge it these days, but stay safe.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, at this point, like, what exactly does staying safe look like? Because do you have a sense of where... I have people ask you this, but do you have a sense of like where you got COVID?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, my housemates and I, because basically my whole house got sick. So, but we've been trying to figure out where we got it from. But I was like, you guys, that's like going to be so hard. First of all, we all went to our separate places for the holidays and then we all came back together. So it could have been that. It could have been the mini New Year's party that we had, which was like 10 people. But everybody was vaccinated. So I don't know, man. It's just, it could be anything. So you're right. Like, what does staying safe look like? Because you could be masked up, vaccinated. I had my booster and still get this thing. So yeah, I guess get vaccinated if you can. If you have access to it, get vaccinated. Because I don't want to know what COVID is like when you're not vaccinated. It was rough. It was very rough.
It's so scary, you. It's really scary because you're at a point where I know that a lot of folks are saying that, okay, maybe it's going to get to the point where everybody's going to get COVID. I can't believe what you're talking about COVID in 2022. Honestly. But and at the same time, like, I was talking to my friend the other day and she was saying how, like, she was asking me, like, do I feel weird or do I feel like I'm doing something bad when I go out now because of COVID and stuff like that. And I was like, I feel like for me, or even maybe the sense of the energy here in Lagos, is that you're kind of just going out. And for me, every morning when I wake up, I'm almost like, is my throat sore? Is my, like, can I breathe? Like, it's just like on edge, but like, it's not stopping you from going out, but you're just like, how can I weave it? Like, it's essentially, it's vibes and inshallah. Like, literally, it's full vibes and just prayers and just being like, I hope I don't catch this thing. Wash your hands, you know, sanitize, wear a mask, do whatever. And all at the same time, you like don't fucking know. And it's just so weird. Like, it's such a weird time, honestly.
And it's just crazy because, like you said, I can't believe we're still talking about COVID. It's like a weird time all over the world. We're going into what? This thing started in 2020. So is this year 2 or year 3? Whatever it is. Like, when they said we were we were in this for the long haul, like, it's not a lie. So, like, folks have to kind of figure out a way to go about their lives while in the midst of the pandemic, right? Like, we've seen that it cannot stop the world for, like, it's not sustainable. It's not going to stop the world forever. Things are going to happen, right? Yeah, it just sucks. That's what it is. It just sucks. It sucks.
It really does. It really does. Well, in the spirit of things sucking and stuff, I'm just quite curious, though, what did you do for the new year? What did you do for New Year's Eve? And how did you enter 2022?
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna ask you the same question. So I was here in Oakland. All of my housemates were back. My younger brother came to Oakland with me. And so we just did, like, very last minute, because initially we were going to hang out with friends, and then between people getting COVID and just some other things happening, we couldn't go out, which was fine, to be honest. I'm now happy that we didn't go out. But so we had, like, a party at home. We just had, like, food. We bought, like New Year's, like, picture things. Those, like, paper things where it's, like, Happy New Year 2022. One is a mustache, one is a hat, or whatever. Like, so it was cute. We did that. We used that to take pictures, had champagne. And it was just, you know, a nice home entry into the new year.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Props. Is that the
girl,
word you're
yes. trying to say? Girl, yes. When I'm podcasting, I don't know English. I was trying to remember props. Thank you.
You're like, picture things.
Picture things, paper, stuff. Yeah. How was yours, love?
Mine was so fucking weird. Like, I had such a weird-ass, like, New Year's Eve where, like, because I'm at home, the thing is that we're supposed to go to church. Like, my mom says, like, this is the thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going this year. Like, it's just kind of what it is.
In-person church?
Yes, in-person church.
Panoramic?
Yeah, like, who still does that? If people still go to church in person, let us know. But I was like, you know what? I'm not doing it. A couple of years ago, I tried to say no, and they kind of, like, guilt-tripped me into it. So I was like, you know what? This is my stance, and I'm standing on my feet. Standing on my ground, whatever. And, you know, my dad then got this great idea and was like, you know what, how about we just do church at home? Like, what if we just do church at home and it's more family oriented? Yada, yada, yada. Long story short, the time came and my mom was like, so what's the plan? And I'm like, I have no plan, because, like, this is not my plan. Like, if you guys plan something, I'll probably show up, but, like, I'm not responsible for this. And so it ended up being a night where I was on the phone mostly, like, for most of the evening. My sisters were doing their thing. I don't know what they were doing. My dad was kind of, like, trying to, like, create a whole scenario where he's like, let's watch movies. So he was sitting in the living room looking for movies to watch. And my mom was in her room, like, listening to church.
Watching church, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, like, closer to midnight, we all just came to the living room, awkward as fuck. Like, we were watching Don't Look Up. Me, my dad, my sisters were watching Don't Look Up. My mom had, like, church in her ears and, like, was salty as fuck. And then by midnight, we kind of just, like, gathered and prayed and was like, yep, great. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to 2022. And
that was it.
A very bad most New Year's Eve, I should tell you guys.
Ah, okay.
Like, if it's not awkward, it's not a family thing in my house. That's just a fact. So it was interesting. It was interesting. New things.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I feel like maybe now we're at the ages where, like, we need to be starting our own New Year's traditions, because these things are, like, our parents be trying to, like, put on us. You know, sometimes they don't be working.
It doesn't work anymore. I'm over it. Like, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready for New Year's Eve already. Like, for 2022's New Year's Eve. None of this I would not be doing. Like, it is wild. But speaking of, like, you know, craziness and whirlwinds and awkwardness, for this episode, we're actually just going to do a little bit of, like, a look back on 2021, especially because we didn't do a wrap-up before the year ended, and then talk a little bit about what we're looking forward to in 2022. And as usual, we'll wrap you guys up with our highlights. So, Tessa, you know, maybe you could share with us a few things. Like, what got you through 2021? Because 2021 was a rough year, I think, for a lot of people. So maybe tell us a few things.
It was rough. It was rough. And I feel like in 2021, I was just honestly trying to, for lack of a better word, I was trying to just escape. Like, I found myself constantly trying to, like, almost force moments of, like, joy on myself, or not even necessarily joy, but, like, just doing things that could kind of distract me from everything that was going on in the world. So, like, I found that I was always ready to, like, my weekends were so packed, like, spending time with friends, traveling here and there, like, doing this, doing one thing or another, and just not really, like, kind of engaging outside of what one of my friends likes to call like an inner circle, right? Because I feel like there's this outer circle of the world, and then there's the inner circle, which is like, I don't know, your own little community. And I feel like that is where I tried to stay in 2021. All that long prelude to tell you guys, I actually have a list of things that that got me through 2021. It's a random assortment of things. So like I said, traveling. I went to Hawaii for my birthday. That was really sweet. I talked about it on the podcast. Going to watch Formula One in Austin. Those were two things I was doing for the first time. So I just love doing things for the first time. And that was nice. Watching my sister in a stage play, like just being able to see her kind of like, I don't know, continue to walk in this journey. Oh God, I'm sounding very fake deep right now, but this journey of like being an actor.
Yes.
It was just so nice to see. And again, it's like kind of that reminder that, you know, there's still just those pockets of like joy and good moments in life, even though they might be fleeting and temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Also, music, specifically Afrobeats. Bruh, there are so many dance parties in my room, okay?
Yes.
To get me through the days. And of course, as always, talking to my friends. There are a lot of times where just after being on FaceTime or after like texting back and forth, I'm like, wow, I really needed that. Like, whether we're just like laughing about something or where, I don't know, whatever it was like, okay, I really needed that. And also, you know, sometimes like your friends are really far away. Like Mophie's, this whole last year, you were on another continent. So I don't know, just having that connection in that way, I think was also one of the things. And then my last two things, books, as usual, reading got me through 2021. Another escape. Guys, where am I running to?
I'm so curious on why you were trying to escape so much last year.
I still am not fully sure why. I don't know. In fact, it was like thinking about these questions for the podcast that like put me in this mindset of like, whoa, you were really not trying to like feel things or like really engage with things that didn't feel a certain way last year. And I really want to kind of delve into that a bit deeper and figure out why, because I don't want to do the same thing. You know, like, yes, I was living life, but I think I was being very avoidant of certain things. And obviously that's not necessarily how I want to go through life. So yeah. Okay. My last thing was quiet time. So like meditation, prayer, journaling. Ooh, journaling. Just like even my gratitude journal, spending 5 minutes being like, yeah, I'm thankful that I could stand up and go and cook today, or like I had water to drink, like very simple things like that, at least like got me through the morning. So yeah, that's me.
I can so much relate, like in talking about escape. I think that when I think of my 2021, it was just like, I don't even know. Like, I feel like I went through a lot of the year just in like a blur, or like almost like as a ghost. That's the way I really like to describe it. Like, I was just going through the motions, you know. And I was just, as you were talking, I was trying to kind of like look through my photo, like my pictures, and see like, you know, what pictures did I take. And it's just so surreal that like I'm looking through it, the feelings are just a lot. I'm like, I don't even want to really look back on this year, because it felt like really, really, really heavy for me. So some things that got me through, I don't know, I don't have a list, But like the one thing that really stands out to me, or maybe two, three things that really stand out to me for 2021 was therapy. Like I could not have gotten through the year without therapy. Almost at some point I had two therapists in 2021, like simultaneously, because I had to be talking to two different therapists at the same time.
Because
literally I was like, for lack of a better word, I was losing my mind. I think that there was just a couple of things. And one day, like, I would hope to talk about it on the podcast, but for folks that maybe my relate or stuff, I was going through like really hard like work life, where I had gotten to this point at my job where it just felt like I couldn't go anymore. I was extremely burnt out. Yeah. And the burnout was just really impacting how I could show up in other aspects of my life, but even just how I could just exist, like feeling happy, feeling fulfilled. It was really, really dark. And then I was also going through stuff like in my personal life, in my romantic life, where like everything just felt like it was compounding all at the same time. And I literally just like packed up my bags, like packed up my apartment, and I was like, I'm getting out of here, because if I don't, I will literally like lose it. So definitely it was therapy for me. I just had to be talking to therapists, and literally I feel like they saved my life, because I was able to get a lot of perspective. I was able to get a lot of support from even talking to therapists and just being able to like get through every day. Another thing I would say are like friends and networks. Like I relied so much in the like 5 months ish. Guys, I actually spent like 5 months in Canada out of like a 12-month year, 2021. But in the 5 months that I spent, and it's funny because when I'm thinking of my 2021, I'm also very much thinking about it in the context of like those months in Canada, actually. But that didn't make up my whole year. Gosh, this is such a realization on the spot. But the 5 months I spent in Canada, it was just like having friends, having networks that really, really showed up for me, that really supported me when I was going through hard times. But being also being able to connect with people far away, close by and stuff like that. So there are times where my friends would just come and like stay in my apartment because I could not be by myself. Or they would like take me to their homes or do whatever to just get me out of my head. So I'd say that, and on top of it all, I guess, like, I think that in some ways, I would say, like, being able to, like, follow my heart and almost, like, trust myself was one of the biggest things that got me through the year, because I think that if I didn't believe in what I was doing, I don't think I would have been able to, like, get out. I don't think I would have been able to, like, even go to therapy. I don't think I would have been able to be vulnerable in ways that I was struggling. So being able to trust like my internal self was one of the things that got me through this year.
And that's key, man, being able to trust yourself, like, because when there's so much self-doubt, man, it can be so crippling, and like you don't even realize when you're not even able to make good decisions for yourself because you just don't even trust that you can, you know, or you don't trust that you should. I can heavily, heavily, heavily relate to that. And I can also relate to what you mentioned about burnout. At the end of the year, Mofi, I think I was just like, I'm done. I no longer just even want to, like, not to be like, let me not be extreme about it, but like, I didn't even want to like wake, like get up in the morning. Like I didn't want to stand up. And I'm now like looking back on it, and I'm like, wow, I was severely burnt out. I think like physically, like emotionally, like I was just not addressing things so much. And then they just kind of came to a head and it just was a mess at the end of the year. So
The last thing I wanted to add is just like, for me, was also love. Like, I think love really like got me through this year. And like, love could look like so many things. It could look like so many things, you know, but I think that just being able to believe in love and choosing that was also another thing that really, really helped me out. So special shout out on this end.
That was very, very sweet. I love that. Y'all, if you don't know, I'm a sucker for love, and I also love hearing Mofi talk about love. So that was very sweet.
Yeah, okay. So do you have any memorable moments from the year? Maybe you can share like one or two with our listeners.
Yes. So guys, like I said, I was on the go last year. I was not sitting down in one place. And that just involved me also like really traveling a lot. The memorable moments are going to be from travel. So my first one was my hot air balloon ride in Arizona, which I already talked about on the podcast. It was just so, so, so stunning and so beautiful, and the sunset that morning was something that like is going to take me a while to forget. So that was a huge memorable moment. And the second one, not me like trying to sift through things now, or you know what the second one was, it was going to Mexico, because for one of the first times I chose a trip that I really planned to do absolutely nothing on. Like I was not interested in quote unquote exploring, I was not interested in like activities, I really just wanted to go somewhere where there was a beach and I could eat and drink unlimited and just rest. Cause like I said, I was tired. I was so, so tired. So having that opportunity to rest and to also do it with my brother, it was like taking him to Mexico for the first time. It was really cute. Yeah. So those are two of many.
Two of many. For me, I would say one of the first things was like my birthday. My birthday this year was quite memorable for me. Because it's the first year that I think that I've been able to have a birthday that I wanted to have. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't very like performative. That wasn't, not that I've had performative birthdays. Actually, I would say I've had like one or two in the past where it has also felt like me. Like my last year's birthday actually was awesome. My last, I don't know, 2020 birthday was great. But this one was also really amazing. Because I was in Lagos, which is the major distinction. The other ones that were great, I wasn't in Lagos. So to have a birthday in Lagos that I enjoyed, that wasn't like about my family, that was just all about me. I felt like I was selfish as heck to like be like, you know what? I don't want to do this birthday around like my parents and stuff, and just I want it to be about me. I want to have my friends there, I have like people that I love there, and it was just amazing. It was like very, it was chill. I got to dress up, like, you know, get clothes made for me, and just like and just enjoy myself, but just really be around people that I care about unapologetically and just live my truth. It was really, really great. I think I would always like just soak myself in those memories anytime, like just really, really remember that. 28, you like, you guys, 28 is not too late to start like living your dreams, really.
I swear. Motivational speaker movie, it really is not.
Yes, because you keep thinking that like, oh gosh, am I getting too old to like do, or like am I peaking late almost in some type of way?
You're not. It's never too late.
Yeah, it's never too late. And do I have another like maybe key memorable moment? I'm sure there's a lot, but what I would say is like, gosh, this episode is hella corny, but what I would say is being able to like do, I don't have one, but being able to go on like really nice dates with my babe, like just being able to like enjoy moments together.
Wow, y'all, I cannot wait to do a Valentine's Day episode. Mofi, you better come with all of this energy. What?
Okay, we're doing a Valentine's Day episode.
You know what? I don't know, but like based on our schedule, you know, probably we'll record on Valentine's Day. So.
But I feel like this year, last year, I was really able to like spend intentional time, like have like really nice like staycations with the person I love. So I really, really enjoyed like every moment that we had to do this. Is one that I would always cherish, because like time is very precious. So I don't have one of that in particular, but that's how I would encompass all of those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Okay, so enough of me blushing. let's look forward a little bit and talk about what we're looking forward to in 2022. And if you do have some intentions as well, please share with us.
Are you sure you're not gonna blush somehow in the intentions for 2020?
Yikes.
Let's see. I have a few, like, you know what, whenever I think about like a whole year, my intentions are always so broad. Like, I can really only think of like, you know, one or two, but they're usually so big, so I have to, like, there are lots of steps to get to them. My main thing for this year actually is to finish the first draft of my book. I don't know how many times I've mentioned this book on the podcast, but I need to finish writing it. So that is a huge one for me. And my second big thing is just being able to say no. I have, that is like kind of one of my personality weaknesses issues that I do kind of have an issue with saying no. Very much a people pleasing Virgo over here. So it's just trying to remember that, like, if I say no, and even if someone is upset about my no, as you know, as long as I'm not, I don't know, kind of just like being mean for no reason or whatever type of thing, but just being able to like set those boundaries and stay within them, even if it means somebody might be displeased with me. So I'm trying that on for size this year. That is one of my personal goals. So, yeah. Oh, wait. I have one last thing. I want to see more of you guys putting us in your Spotify recaps, okay, at the end of this year.
Yes, exactly. Why aren't you listening to the podcast?
Okay, shout out to those of you that did last year, but we need more of you.
Yes, indeed. I agree. I love that. I'm reading this book called Set Boundaries, Find Peace. We will put in our show notes and maybe get the author. I think her name is Nedra something something. I forget her full name. Okay. It's a really good, like, it's really, I started reading it towards the end of the year, and I think that's partly even what made me feel comfortable in saying, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to church. I want to do this.
Yeah.
And feel so, like, empowered. Like, when I read it, I feel very empowered or very, like, affirmed in knowing that, like, it's okay to set boundaries, it's okay to say no, it's okay to even just be so sure in what you want for yourself without, like, worrying about, like, other people's feelings and like their feelings are their feelings, and what you want to do is what you want to do, and everything is okay. Like, it's okay to feel however, and it's okay for me to want to do certain things.
I need that book because I need, like, constant reminders, and I'm not always the best person to remind myself.
Right, setting boundaries are so hard, especially when we've been socialized in so, like, in ways that are very, like, people focused. It's very hard to, like, learn how to set boundaries. It's one of the ones on my list as well as, like, an intention for the year is boundaries. I don't have too much of a problem saying no, but I have problems with setting certain types of boundaries.
In, like,
and for me, I think it's really much around being able to be sure in, like, being able to be sure in what I want to do. Or sometimes, like, it's even like, for me, my boundaries sometimes can look like, internally, I don't want to do something, and not that I'm going to say yes to doing that thing, but then I'll feel bad that I didn't say yes.
So
I would have said yes. I would have, like, say I want, or even if I don't really want to go out, and then I start getting FOMO and I start getting all these things because I just feel like I should have been there, versus, like, just affirming that, yo, Mofi, you don't want to go, so why are we feeling bad? Why are we now sitting in this, like, space that feels like shit?
Set your boundaries first. Don't feel bad for honoring them.
At all, exactly. And I think for me, like, one thing that, like, a big intention for me is to be less afraid or to do more things, even if, like, they fear me. Not really doing good at that right now. That's also rooted in not being afraid to be a disappointment. I think one of my biggest things, especially in being, like, the firstborn and... I think being a personality in quotes that maybe you're, like, maybe your everyday person will say, like, oh, this is not, like, this is not normal in quotes. Like, you know, you have a lot of piercings, you have, you want to do things a certain way, you talk a certain way, you believe in certain things. You don't want to, like, I'm not fitting into this box. And for a really long time, I think I really, not consciously, but now that I'm reflecting on it, I really struggled with not being okay with, like, being a disappointment. So not necessarily with being who I am. Like, I don't fucking care. I'll wear my piercings. I'll swear. I'll go out. I'll do whatever. But internally, I'll then feel bad. I'll feel guilty, I guess, is the word. Like, I'll feel a lot of guilt. So now I'm just like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to be the disappointment. And if you're disappointed in me, then you're disappointed. But I'm not disappointed in me because, like, there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. So that's, like, a major intention for me for this year because, like, whoa, it just eats me up so much. So I just want to, like, walk in that, like, main character energy, like, I don't really care about what you have to say.
I love that. I love that.
So, yeah, so that's, I guess that's it from us. Well, we want you guys to share with us what your intentions are. So you'll find on our Instagram probably that we'll have like a cute question box. But even if it's, even if you don't catch you on Instagram, feel free to just at us on Twitter or comment on our Instagram when we post out the episode what some of your intentions are for the new year. And it's nice to hear about people's goals and intentions because I think that sometimes we don't know we have these intentions, but when we see other people like verbalize it, it's like, oh yeah, me too, I want to do that. So please don't be shy, please share with us. I think the last thing I'll say, Tessa, before you take us out of this is that one intention we have for the podcast is for y'all to be engaging with us more. So as you're listening, please be writing down all the comments. Please tweet at us. Like, we want to have friends. We want to like know you guys. We want to engage with you guys. So if you have like thoughts on anything that we say and yada yada yada, all of that, please communicate it with us so that we grow this community in 2022.
Yeah, we would absolutely love that. I love that. Don't ask us when the next episode is coming out. So we just mean like comments on the episode. don't come for our schedule. But yeah, well said, Mufi. Well said. All right. Here are a few of our favorite things. Mofi, take us away.
All right. So I think everybody, I don't know if you've seen this movie, but everybody's talking about it. Everybody and their mom will be watching it. It's Encanto. It's a Disney movie. Have you seen it yourself?
I haven't seen it yet, but like I'm waiting because we all want to watch it together, guys. The curse of planning to watch things with people is that you got to wait till everybody's ready to watch it. Anyway.
Yes. A lovely, lovely, lovely Disney movie that really just highlights like maybe even some of the things we've talked about today, at least from my end, talking about like breaking down like intergenerational like bullshit, like trauma, like expectations and so on. So really cute. If you're into animation or not, I think it's definitely worth checking out. I'm reading Love in Color actually by Bolu Babalola. I just started reading it.
Just started reading it.
I didn't read it last year. I didn't read it last year because everybody was reading it, and I'm not a fan of like when everybody like when things seem to just be like the hype.
Yes.
So I just found it in my sister's room, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to read this. And so far, I'm really, really enjoying the stories. I think you've talked about it before on the podcast.
I was just gonna ask you if you're loving the stories. So text me.
Yes, I will. Oh my gosh, how did I forget? I'm gonna text you all my thoughts,
guys. Mufi has abandoned me as a friend, but that's a conversation for another day.
Wow. Okay. No comments. Then I've been listening to this podcast. I don't know if I've talked about it on here, but it's a podcast called Afro Queer Podcast. Their 2021 season was just like fantastic. The production is great. It's a podcast telling queer stories. African queer stories in particular. I would say it's worth listening to, like 25 minute episodes about like a variety of things, quite enlightening and just really recording history and stuff. So much recommended. Nice. And then the last thing is this app called Shine App. So if y'all are interested in like meditation, essentially it's a meditation app. It's owned by two women of color. So I think a black woman and a Filipina woman. And, you know, it's like daily 10 to 13 minutes meditation guides that take you mm-hmm. through. Like today's one was on, I don't know, being present. So they just guide you okay. into how to be present in your day. One was on like focus. One is on one I did the other day was on self-compassion. So it's a really, really, really cool app. But I think what I really love about this app is that a lot of times these apps are mostly owned by like white folks. And to just like listen to something that is by like women of color, even if like it might not feel that much, I don't know, it felt different from me. I mean, like, not that their voice is particularly different or anything, but I think it's the topics that they cover that make you feel very relatable. So I would really, really recommend you folks to, like, check it out, take a listen. And if you're trying to get on your meditation game for this year, it's one that I would really, really plug.
Nice.
And that's it.
Oh, wonderful. I have written two of those things down. Okay, what are mine? Really, really quickly, let me start from most recent. I started watching Abbott Elementary. It's this new show by Kinta Brunson. I hope I've not just said her name wrong. That is really embarrassing. But I love her. She's really funny. I would recommend the show for fans of The Office. But it's, I think it's a bit more like gettable. It's also a little less white than The Office. Mm-hmm. but yeah, it's on ABC. It's new. Support Kinta Brunson. Pay Black women. Make sure they get their coins. And yeah, it's funny. I love it. my next one is, y'all, I've been talking about Afrobeats. And oh, but really quickly, do you like the Ed Sheeran remix of Bay Fireboy?
I don't mind it. My sister has made me like it. So like there's like lines in the song that they like. So like I like it because of them. But
Yeah. I feel you. I do not hate it, but like it's not a quality remix for me. That is what I'll say. Yeah, even though I love Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, but Ed Sheeran was on this on like most of the song.
Yes.
Is that what makes it a remix?
Yeah, actually, that is what makes it a remix. But I don't know. There was something about the arrangement of him being on most of the song that I think I just didn't really care for. But I don't know if it's his lines that like they are your sisters are loving, but yeah, there's some of his lines that I really like that are like fun to say. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Exactly.
That's it. But that was not even the song I was going to plug. I was going to plug this song, Baby Rhythm by Fave. I've just been listening to that song like on repeat. I love it. I'm not gonna say I don't know why I love it. I love it. It's really nice.
It's a sweet song.
It's very sweet. And you know, sometimes Afrobeats is some lyrics that you're like, what is this? Anyway, it's really sweet. I like it. And my last thing is the third book in like a series of books by Helen Huang. I really love Helen Huang. She's such a great like romance author. And I just love how like she develops her characters. I love her stories. If you've never read anything by Helen Huang, pick up anyone and thank me later. Such a good romance writer. Oh, sorry. Okay. One last thing, because this has honestly like made my December/January in terms of good news. But I don't know if y'all have been following Tunde Onakoya on Twitter, but essentially he like is this kind of organizer and he plays chess and his goal is kind of to educate children through chess. And he works in like slum areas in Lagos, and he himself was from the slums, and his goal is just to give these kids like essentially like an education through chess, and also just like to keep them busy, right, and take care of them. And it's just so heartwarming to see the abundance of care. I think that's what just really warms my heart, and just how much he is invested in kind of like impacting these kids' lives, and not even just the kids, actually, like even the adults that are kind of like, so one, the where he's doing his program now is under the bridge in Oshodi, and so even the adults that are there, he's like bringing them into the program and like giving them kind of positions, like you organize this and you organize that, and really like, you know, giving them a purpose in that way. And it's kind of just exploded, like he's been on CNN and BBC, and people are really talking about it and telling telling his story, and he's been able to, you know, impact some of these kids' lives, get some of them off the streets, put some of them in school. And I don't know, it's just so lovely to kind of see like that advocating in that way. And if y'all want to read more of the story, you can find him on Twitter. And also Tayo Aina made a YouTube video about what Tunde is doing. And it's just really heartwarming and great to watch. So
yes, I've been seeing it as well. It's really, really, really interesting. Yeah. Really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think that's everything we have for y'all today.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening, hanging with us for the last 40-ish minutes, I think. If you are new here, don't forget to catch up with any episodes that you may have missed. We put out episodes supposedly bi-weekly. check out, you can find our episodes on Apple Podcasts. We're there at Our Favorite Things, and favorite is spelled with a U. We're also on Spotify, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Anchor. So you can find us pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're also on social media, Instagram and Twitter. We're there at Our Fave Pods. Mofi, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Miss Badmus, same on Instagram, Miss Badmus, and Mofi's Book Collection.
Sweet. Y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter as well. I'm there at TIIESE. You can also follow my travel writing. I write travel stories on samefootprints.com. Until next time, y'all, stay safe, be well, and don't forget to find something to be grateful for.
Bye.